Okay. All right. Hello. Yeah, that was Harm Singer live drums, non-edited, you know, just me and the kit. And I kind of think there'll be some kind of music thing happening pretty soon at some near point. Anyway, greetings. I hope you're, you know, doing well. I'm, you know, sorry to hear that a lot of you are doing better, actually, than you think you're doing, having gotten this far. And, wow. My, it's hard to talk for some reason. So today is really about, you know, obviously a lot of you have come through, you know, the same things I guess people like us go through is, you know, feeling on the one hand a waste, sad, suicidal, depressed, you know, with things in the world. And just, you know, personal traumas that, you know, personal patterns, traumas that seem to go over and around and around and around. It's like it's never going to change. It's never going to get better. And no matter what happens, your affect, your basic outlook stays exactly the same. And, well, but now it seems a little different because things are changing in, you know, cosmically. And I would say it's a, as the evil ramps up, then suddenly you're noticing, hey, wait, the power of God is ramping up. And, you know, prayer is, it's more clear. And God is there with me more, you know, helping me to get through this thing more than he was before. And it's because, you know, when the veils are thinned out there, you know, you can see, yeah, through the evil, but we often forget that the good is rising at the same, you know, measurement as the evil. So if you can see evil more, then you can see good more. Then you can see the actual angels of heaven. You can see the incredible change, like on a dime. You know, we were headed this way. The next thing you know, we're going that way. Next thing you know, the entire memory has been wiped out, the collective memory of people. Then there's something new that starts, and then they don't remember what just happened. Have you noticed? There's no, absolutely no connection to anything 5 minutes ago. And so it's up for grabs at this point. And I just think that this to me is very exciting because this means, you know, you can pretty much map your own death. Something you could do before. You know, we were locked down in prison and couldn't breathe, couldn't move. Same pattern. And most don't realize they've been under surveillance their entire lives. And even the circumstances of their birth, you know, that's in question. Were they really born with those parents? Did they really have... Were they at that hospital? Was there really a child that was you that grew up in your parents' house and had your friends and went to that school and did this and that and the other thing? Was it really continuous? Because I tell you, the more I look back on it, the more that that seems to be a cover story for something else that they made us forget. When I say they, the people that are managing our births, managing our deaths, managing our lives. And it's, you know, under the control of another entity. I call this the hidden hand. I think that's been called that too. My Masons have the hidden hand, you know, in the jacket. And it's basically alluding to the hidden or shadow government that rules over the earth. Well, there's the shadow government, but there's also the hidden hand of God too. There's a light side and dark side. There's ultimately destiny that will be written by the word of God. If you want to check on where you're headed, go to the word of God. Don't go to their satanic manuals and manuals about, you know, a sorcery and witchcraft and personal power, because that's, yes, that's using a form of quantum physics, and it's an ancient, you know, it's an advanced technology. People don't realize, they think, oh, well, it's witchcraft, it's this old thing, and it's like, and it's not old, it's technology hasn't even caught up with it yet. You know what I mean? It's extremely advanced technology. It's technology, though. It is technology. And then there's the technology of managing the human births, lives, and deaths by creating these, you know, simulations for us to live in and believe, so we don't get too upset on the way to, you know, slaughter. And now there's an awareness of that coming. So what I would say is, okay, I know, and I know it's hard for some people to hear this, because they're out chasing their dream and running and gunning, and, you know, they feel like they're going to make it. No one makes it. No lives matter. You know, if you're human, you already have a problem. The problem is you're under the control of someone else. You're a slave. You know, and that's the problem, and you're born into that. And the solution, of course, is to exit this situation. The mind control, look, everything you see with your eyes, everything you perceive out there, all the space, the buildings, the parks, the cars, the byways and highways, none of this is real. It's all, you know, a quantum simulation to approximate life. So people get depressed. On some level, there are many sensitives among us who perceive all this. And so nothing works. You know, there's no Santa Claus. There's nothing they're going to get their hopes up for, because they see that, you know, as long as that hand is there clamping, there's not going to be a, you know, the future's been canceled. We're going to walk right into what they have planned for us. Unless people understand that the ultimate, you know, so what's quantum physics really all about? What is the main sort of thrust of quantum physics right now? It's the micro and the macro are one, right? It ended? Okay. It says it's going here, but she says it ended, so I guess I'm going to have to... Well, I'm very sorry that our satellite was so good. It used to be great, right? I'm sorry, guys. We have faulty internet, and this is just a new thing that we have to put up with. It seems that around these topics, when we start really getting ready to bust out of the stall, when we start getting ready to get down the road, this kind of stuff starts happening. Because every human being on Earth, no matter what they think they're affiliated, see, people say, well, I think I'm this or I think I'm that. Well, they don't know what they are. They say, well, I'm this and you're not, let's fight. They don't even know why they're fighting. There's no reason to fight. They're both equally victims. They're both equally screwed. So there's a lot more in common together than apart. But they keep it divided so that the hidden hand continues to rule. And it is a quantum thing, you know, this Coke Pepsi deal. You know, and it is a very big force. Big force. Big official force. And dare I say it, the goal is to get out of here. And on our terms. And we are not going to just go along and pretend this is okay. And when you ask about, like, conforming to society, what the hell do they want you to... Yeah, okay, all right.
It's gone backwards to the old...
Okay, we're done. I'm so sorry.